Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
We begin this celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, to celebrate these sacred mysteries, let us call to mind our sins. We ask our God to forgive us for the many times we hurt Him, when we hurt others. With sincere hearts and humble words, we ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, direct our actions according to your good pleasure, that in the name of your beloved Son Jesus, we may be abound in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Patrick.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, saying, "Set out for the great city of Nineveh and announce to it the message that I will tell you." So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh, according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed." When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on a sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. From now on, let those having wives act as not having them, those weeping as not weeping, those rejoicing as not rejoicing, those buying as not owning, those using the world as not using it fully. For the world in its present, from its passing away. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they abandoned their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Just the other day, we were celebrating the birth of Jesus. And now he has begun his ministry. And he doesn't have very long. And you know how time flies. And that this year of Jesus' ministry is going to go by very quickly. And he knew he needed help. And he called these men. They were fishermen. That's all they knew. They knew how to be in a boat, how to fish. They knew that very well, and they felt very comfortable in that place, in that environment that they knew so well. But then Jesus comes and he calls them. He calls them by name. There was something about his voice. There was something about his words. He spoke with authority. And people listened. And these men, they listened. They heard the call and they left everything behind. They left dad behind. They left the job they knew so well and they felt so comfortable doing every day to follow Jesus. Just like he calls you and he calls me. Just like he called you this morning and you came to Mass. You came to Mass to hear his word. His word is so powerful. His word is so soothing. That's why last night I was a little bit excited about today, this morning, to talk about this man, Jesus. To talk about his wonder. To talk about his love. To talk about his strength, his comfort, his mercy. And when these men heard that call and left everything behind. Jesus, God, Emmanuel, is going to change them. It's going to change them completely. I will make you fishers of men. In other words, you will bring the good news to others. And that's what we also have to do. What you receive here, what you hear here, what you feel here, this presence of Jesus, take it out with you and share it with others. Bring this good news to others. I will make you fishers of men. And they're going to go to all the corners of the world to preach, to share what they experienced, what they learned from this man. They're going to tell stories about him, the parables, the miracles. Fishers of men. Somehow we have to do the same thing. Don't keep this joy to yourself. Don't keep this love to yourself. Don't keep this peace to yourself. Share it with others. Just like we're going to see in these men, these apostles. I will be there with you. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. He's with us. He's with you. Be not afraid what to say or what to do. He will tell us. Just like he's telling me at this moment. He's using me. He's called you by name. Each one of us. Get off the boat. Follow him. Tell the good news. We don't have very much time. Oh, just yesterday I was celebrating Mass and there were some youth there on retreat. I looked at them. I remember when I was their age, around 15. 55 years have gone by so quickly. We don't have very much time. He didn't have very much time. And he's calling you. What's your answer? Don't stay in the boat. Get off the boat. And I will make you fishers of men. Go share his word. Share the good news. The news of love, of forgiveness, of kindness, of sharing, of helping. He will make us fishers of men. Not just me. But all of us.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light,
true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's mercy and kindness, we pray now for all those in need.
For leaders of our nation and community, that they may be attentive to the needs of the people they represent, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That during this week of prayer for Christian unity, all Christians may find common ground to work together to help bring Christ's kingdom to fruition, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For a genuine reverence for human life from conception to natural death, especially for all unborn children, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
That those who have died, especially Trinidad Mendiola, may enjoy the peace of God's kingdom, and that those who grieve, may they be comforted. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
We also pray for the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Lloyd, Luis K. Flores, Emilia C. Trujillo, Michael Hayes, and Norma Gaylord, Joe Cueva, and for Raul Castillo, who celebrates his birthday, also for the repose of the soul of Yvette Morales Parilla. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, you were willing to relent when your people turned to you in faith. We turn to you now with our needs and humbly ask you to hear us and grant them according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Singing number 727, the Servant Song.
Will you love me? pray my mother's and sisters that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for the good of his holy church.
Accept our offerings, O Lord, we pray, and in sanctifying them, grant that they may profit us for salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with the angels and saints, we also give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, it entered will into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once again giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring it to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, may we always be free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
touch the man and body, the healing remedy. Amen. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Body of Christ. Just a couple of announcements. The Bloodmobile will be at the Lipan Street entrance until 2 p.m. today. Please give the gift of life. A creating and maintaining a safe environment class will be held Sunday, January the 28th, in classroom number 4. The class is for any parishioner interested in volunteering in a parish ministry working with children. Register at the parish office. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that receiving the grace by which you bring us to new life, we may always glory in your gift. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Before we end, I would like to thank Deacon Michael, the servers who serve the altar of God and the people of God with great reverence and love. The cantors who did a beautiful job singing, thank you. Mark, who led us in music, thank you, Mark. Eucharistic ministers, ushers, the beautiful family who brought the gifts to the altar. And thank you for being here at this Mass. Thanks be to God.
Please join us in singing our recessional hymn, number 810, Go Make All Disciples, 810, verse 1 and 2.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.